Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, December 15th, 2011. Well, that was Carol the Bells from the Glory CD of violinist Trevor Dick's Christmas CD, Glory and Peace. Trevor's with me on the phone from his Guelph home, and we're going to spend today talking about Glory and Peace and a few other things Christmas. Good evening, Trevor.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. Now, it's been about 4 years since Glory and Peace was released. When you look back on it, and I guess it was probably close to 5 years when you started putting this thing together, what prompted you to put together a Christmas CD?
Well, I've always loved the Christmas season. I love Christmas music, and it was a bit of an experiment because, you know, you wouldn't normally release a Christmas CD that early along in music ministry and that sort of thing, or a career in music. But I've just always loved the music and had kind of a neat concept of taking the verse, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards men and women who diligently serve Him," and just kind of take that and spin it into two complete different albums, you know, with different approaches. So, you know, it was just, you know, a bit of an experiment, like everything is, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And, it's turned out great, so.
Well, looking back at that, and I mean, you have the you took the chance of doing a two CD set, so that gave you more opportunity to choose Christmas stuff and to even come up with a few pieces on your own. How did you go about choosing the songs that you did for the CD?
Well, again, I think it just came down to, well, first of all, we wanted all the music to tell the true story of Christmas, and that's the birth of Jesus. So the Glory album is really, you know, talking about the revealing of his glory. The Peace album, we really wanted to focus on the side, you know, that side of the fact that he's the Prince of Peace. So, you know, Silent Night, O Holy Night, some of those songs that kind of are Jesus in the manger, and some of those sides, as well as a hymn, you know, When Peace Like a River, and then an original song called Peace. You know, so it's sort of the songs kind of fell into place quite naturally, just when we were kind of looking at, again, what we felt were the best works that would fit those themes,
mm-hmm.
And the energy and the where we were trying to go with the album. You know, Glory's very, very high energy, done in the studio in a more, you know, sort of formal way, and Peace was done in a very different way, again, live off of a stage at the Guelph Youth Music Center with a beautiful piano and just an open miking and very kind of untouched. So we kind of approached the recording in a very different way too, and so both albums kind of have a different flavor for that reason. And I'd also had a lot of people tell me that they would love to see a really quiet sort of album around Christmas time. And there's a lot of people that want to reflect and, you know, just listen to some background music over with candlelight, maybe, you know, sitting at the fire or whatever, you know, and just, you know, reflect on the real true meaning of Christmas. And so the Peace album kind of does that.
Mm-hmm.
Glory is that kind of get up and get going, sort of drive to work kind of, you know, music kind of gets you. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, kind of the music to dance to, you know. So it's, yeah, so kind of cover both sides, and, yeah, it's been really, really great.
Well, I think that's one of the benefits of instrumental music is you're not focusing on listening to the words, even though they may be familiar ones. I mean, you know, Silent Night is one most people can probably sing by heart, but you can just sort of sit back and, if you remember the words, let them, you know, come to you and wash over you. But it's just, as I listen to the both CDs, you get this sense of just letting the music flow and letting it speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did want that, although, again, our hope is that even as people listen to the songs, they are thinking about the words, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these carols we know and love and cherish, and we know so well that we probably are sort of thinking about the words, you know. But yeah, I sometimes the words actually can get in the way, and just, you know, we were just trying to portray those themes of the glory and peace of Christmas just purely through the music as well. So, and the music certainly can stand on its own.
As you were whittling down the songs, and I mean, you start looking at Christmas music, there's just so much out there. Were there any sort of favorites that you would have liked to have had on the CD, but it just didn't make the cut?
Well, one that we actually had on our list was Go Tell It on the Mountain. We had a neat sort of Celtic rousing kind of version of that. I have a favorite Bruce Coburn CD that has that on there, and that was one that I was hoping to be able to do, but it didn't really come together, and didn't have the it could have fit with the theme, because we are kind of telling the full story, you know, of you know, the shepherds and the wise men, and you know, and that
mm-hmm.
was part of that I mean, they went and told the world, right? They went and told about Jesus, and that sort of thing spread the gospel. They were some of the first missionaries, those wise men. So it could have fit, but it just, yeah, musically, and I think we had a lot going on already, and yeah, we had to narrow it down, and I think it comes down to, we just as a band, we just kind of made a decision, okay, what's going to be, because we wanted to be 10 songs per disc, and yeah, it was Sometimes it's a tough decision, and sometimes, you know, in some cases it wasn't my decision. It was like a more of a group decision, and it was, you know, turned out great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that Bruce Coburn's Christmas CD. I really enjoy that one.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, we have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our interview with Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Angels We Have Heard on High. Again, this is a cut from the Glory CD of Trevor Dick's 2-CD Christmas package, Glory and Peace. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue talking to Trevor. You've mentioned that the reaction of the CD has been varied in that, but what's been people's reaction to the CD as they've been listening to it and they've been giving you some feedback on it?
Well, I think I'm getting some people. It's interesting, you know. It's been very positively received as an album, and I think part of it is that because there's something there for most listeners. You know, some people actually love the Peace album, and that's what they listen to the most, and some people love the Glory album, and that's what they listen to the most. So there's kind of, you know, something for everybody, and it could actually just be, it could even be the same person, just, you know, in a different mood on different days too, right? So, mm-hmm. It's been good. It's been good to do it that way,
Well, one of the things, and you'd mentioned this too about the whole recording process with this, and doing the two CDs in different times and different places. One of the things I find is people often don't realize that Christmas CDs or CDs in general, the production takes place a lot longer and a long time away in months in advance. When you were looking at the stuff, and for example, when you were in the studio doing the song for Glory, how did you sort of prepare yourself and get into that Christmas mood as you were doing these songs?
Well, I mean, it was just basically we were completely immersed in that project for the period of time that we were recording. We recorded over the summer, so I mean, it's pretty much as far removed from Christmas and winter and everything as you can imagine. But it was, you know what, it was really neat. It was really cool to really be, you know, thinking about the themes and, you know, just remembering Christ even in praying and just sort of committing the whole album to God, at that time of year, you know. It's sort of, that Christmas for me was even more powerful because mm-hmm. I've been reflecting on it pretty much all year and these themes. It was really neat. And you know, it was really, I really enjoyed the recording process. This was the first album that we collaborated completely as a band. Like, I pitched all the arrangements on Glory to the band, and the arrangements in Glory are far more collaborative than the previous albums have been. Like, Fifth String Boulevard and New Beginnings were pretty much my arrangements, but Glory and Peace were sort of much more... I had a much more kind of involvement from our band members, who are all just amazing musicians, the people that were on this album. Steve Heathcote, was Smooth Jazz Drummer of the Year a few years back. Will Jarvis is the head of the bass department at Humber College. Corey Lacey, who's doing the guitar work, has played with some of the greatest names in music. And Brad Tews, you know, on keyboards, you know, was capstone, incredible player, has a Bruce Hornsby kind of approach to the piano, and they're all kind of grads from Humber, and you know, they just have so much skill, and I think to involve them was just really great, and I think the arrangements just ended up that much stronger.
Well, you went from the energy that you would find with in that group setting, in that collaborative setting in the studio with Glory, to just you and Brad Tews, Brad on the piano and you in the Guelph Music, the Guelph Youth Music Center for the piece recording. How different was that for you as a musician to go from sort of this high-energy collaborative approach to, you know, two people on a stage doing a live, recording live to a CD?
Well, again, completely different. I remember it was a pretty warm day, and we had to turn off all the air conditioning in the building so that there was no noise at all, and we were purely, you know, just capturing as pure of a sound. Richard Cleaver did all the engineering, brought his equipment in. I remember we had a few technical difficulties on the first day. Something broke down. I can't remember what it was, but he had to tear out one of his high-end pieces of gear out of his studio in Richmond Hill and bring that in, and we finished the recording, or we did the recording that way. And but you know what was so special about that, and I think you really hear it on the actual recording, is that it's very untouched. Like, you can't do a live off the stage recording, and you know, basically we took three takes of each song pretty much, and we just said, okay, you know, whatever we get is what we get, and you know, there might be a few little mistakes or it might not be perfect, but the birth of Jesus wasn't perfect, you know, like it mm-hmm. was dirty, it was untouched, it was fully, you know, he was fully human, and we wanted to show the full humanity of Christ in his birth anyway, musically. So you know, sometimes you can, try to polish and, you know, overdub and do all these things to an album, but then you lose the life, you lose the reality, the integrity of the album completely. And we just didn't want that. We just wanted to have this really natural, untouched, open sounding album. And it turned out that way. We were really, I'll go back to listen to Peace Over Glory just for that reason, because mm-hmm. it just has that beauty and, you know, even though I can hear some little mistakes and things like that, you know, probably most people wouldn't, but I'm hearing at a different level, you know, as a violinist and that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, I think it was the best way to approach that album.
Well, it's almost, there's like, you're going from the raw energy that you would find in the Glory to there's a purity in Peace.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, and it was totally acoustic, right? So mm-hmm. I was playing acoustic violin and viola on that album, and just acoustic piano, and we just had a mic on the piano, a mic on the violin, one in the room just to capture the sound of the room. And so, yeah. So it just turned out really beautifully. Captured that purity, as you were saying. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. Well, I need to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have our last interview session with violinist Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Peace from the Peace CD of Trevor Dick's 2-CD Christmas package, Glory and Peace. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor. Trevor, was there any favorite? You said you kind of like going over to listening to Peace more so than Glory at times, but was there any one song out of that that was sort of out of the whole CD package that was a favorite of yours?
I love In the Bleak Midwinter, I think is one of my favorite Christmas carols. O Come Let Us Adore Him. O Come All Ye Faithful is another. I mean, they're all in many ways. Of course, you know, Silent Night. We actually did Silent Night in a mixture of 5-4 and some other meters, just to try to give it a little bit more expanse and breath, and that turned out really beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, there's O Holy Night, of course, is a favorite of many, and I think that has some energy, and O Come Emmanuel, of course, is haunting, and, you know, I think everyone has favorite carols, right?
Yeah.
On that.
Well, I tend towards Carol of the Bells. I love the energy in that. Sojourn of the Kings is really, really is really good as well. And then off the piece is Coventry Carol.
You like the Coventry Carol.
Carol, yeah, and that. So, and one of the things we've had a chance to do with this is do annual tours around Christmas. You go and you perform the concerts, and people get to listen to it. How do you prepare, you and the band prepare for doing this, you know, both physically, mentally, spiritually, especially because after a while, I know some musicians, there's always the challenge of putting new energy into songs that they've done over and over and over again. How do you guys get ready for doing something like that?
Well, we just had a rehearsal last night, actually, till about 11:30. They were all at my studio here in Guelph. And, I mean, one of the ways we prepare is just we re-rehearse the material, and you know, I think because there's a year between each tour at Christmas, you know, and it's seasonal, that keeps it fresh because we're not playing it constantly, so that's a way to keep it fresh. But, you know, I have to practice. Like, I literally have to kind of gear up for the tour because it's hard material. Like, you know, you were mentioning Sojourn of the Kings. I mean, that thing... That piece is very demanding. I have to kind of get my Glory is a tough piece to do with all those arpeggios. It's really flying and really quite fast. So, I mean, I literally, you know, I teach out of my studio. I tell my students, you know, I have to practice too, especially on this album, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, spiritually, I think that's a big part of it because I think, what we're trying to do is we're really trying to help people just have their eyes and ears and hearts open to the glory and peace of God and the birth of Jesus, and that's what it's all about. So if I'm not really in tune with, God and what His call is for us as a team and as a ministry, then you know, what we do is going to be in vain. So, I mean, I reread the Christmas story in preparation. I read you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, in Luke and John, just all the elements of the story, and try to ask God, just open my eyes, my ears, my heart to what He wants for that year. And, you know, just reflect, too, on those themes, what the Bible says about God's glory and His peace. So just all those themes of glory and peace through the Bible, not just in the Christmas story, but in other ways as well, where God has revealed Himself face-to-face, where various men and women have had face-to-face encounters with God in His glory and in His peace. So, you know, those are ways that we prepare as a team. So
You've already had a chance to perform this in a few places, and just wondering, have you had any of those sort of aha moments, those moments where, as you've been performing or even in the rehearsing and that you've had these God moments where you know, suddenly something hits you that hadn't before?
Well, I was hit just in my quiet time the other day about the wise men, you know, when they thought that Jesus would have been born in Jerusalem. They were following the star. And when they arrived in Jerusalem and started, you know, asked Herod, you know, where this king was born, the star disappeared, the Bible says. So, you know, that journey of faith that they had been on, they kind of let go of that faith for just momentarily when they got to Jerusalem, and then the star disappeared at that point. It says, Bible says, when they went back on their journey towards Bethlehem, the star reappeared. It was a moving star. You know, just that whole idea, I was just reflecting on that, just that, you know, sometimes it takes a step of faith for that guidance to really be there, you know, from God. And we need to keep on that journey of faith.
Great. Trev, thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thanking my guest, Trevor Dick. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selahministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selah13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Salav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.